Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Aaron Rodgers talks to Pat McAfee.
Oh, God.
The punter in a tank top.
He talked once again about a decision that isn't coming yet because he's got a process.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
And that's why I think it's going to be important to take my, my isolation retreat. It's a darkness retreat.
So you walk into a room for 4 days, or is it a cave?
It's a room. It's a little house. Yeah.
4 days in a dark house.
It's a darkness retreat.
I couldn't believe how small a house you grew up in.
He's going to go to Terry Borz's childhood home. First question, could you do it?
Danny, I live in darkness and isolation already.
No, you don't.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
I think I could do it.
What do you get on the fourth day that you wouldn't get from the third day?
That's when you really break through.
It's when you rise again.
Four days.
When the stone rolls, right? I believe that's when the stone rests.
Have you heard the good news?
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
It's so ridiculous.
A lot of texters saying, he's paying to go into solitary confinement.
Yes.
Paying to go into the hole.
You will do the hardest time there is. No more protection from the guards. I'll pull you out of that one bunk, Hilton. Catch him adrift? Or am I being obtuse?
40 days? No, just four. Yeah. 4 days in the hole.
This sounds miserable to me.
Get out of here!
Get on with your life, would you?
What life? I got no life! I'm in the dark here! Do you understand? I'm in the dark!
It's a darkness retreat.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Jim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That really got you.
Oh, man. I giggled. There was a lot. The Shawshank in there. All of it. And that version of Sounds of Silence. And just overall, I mean, 3 days, the stone rolls. Shane, we're all in there. It's the four-pack. And I still like the idea of Aaron Rodgers emerging from the darkness retreat with the hat of the team that
yes.
he's decided to join.
Wait, hold on. You said that we're all in there together?
Yeah.
In the 4 days of darkness?
No, in the open.
Oh, okay.
We're all
I was
going to
say, then I'm out on the. I'm done. If the four of us are in there together,
4 hours is enough.
I do 4 hours with you guys in the light.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, Shane wouldn't do 4 days of darkness with all four of us together.
I'm with Shane.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's...
But yeah, he comes out with the hat. Although it's dark, so you don't know if he would be picking the right hat. You know, he could come out and say, oh, I meant to grab the other hat.
And you guys think my envelope idea is ridiculous.
Yes, we do.
Before Angelo Cataldi, Philly radio legend, at 2:30, this will allow us to get to know a little bit more about Nick Sirianni. So let's hear Nick Sirianni
after the Giants playoff win.
Because I didn't even know that let's fire Jonathan Gannon was a thing in Philly this year as they're rolling.
Yeah.
So Cataldi was critical of Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator.
And so after they crushed the Giants, this is how Nick Sirianni opens the press conference of a playoff game about our next guest.
Man, would they score 7? Yeah, big time. Jonathan Gannon puts these guys in great positions. Obviously, we have great players, and you know, sometimes I have to hear like some things about Jonathan Gannon, like, and I don't know if it's you guys, it might be more other people. I won't say names, Angela, right? But this guy is an unbelievable coordinator. The fact that he doesn't get respect from our radio station blows my mind. It blows my mind. And I know you work at the radio station too, so I'm not even going to say anything about you. But, like, it blows my mind. This guy is an incredible coordinator. The people love to play for this guy. Like, and I listen, you want me to keep going?
I think you made your point.
Well, Bob has to put me on to what they're, you know, like, the only reason I got to pay attention is because Bob does such a good job at his job that he preps me for questions that I got to answer. And so every time I hear an answer about Jonathan Gannon, I laugh to myself. And matter of fact, coaches from other teams ask me, like, does Jonathan Gannon get here? I'm like, somehow, yeah. Like, this guy's incredible. He's going to be a head football coach in the National Football League because of what he does. This guy's a stud. He's a stud. I can't wait to talk to Angelo on Monday.
Amazing.
I can't wait to talk to Angelo on Monday.
I respect the petty immensely. Here is how he began his appearance on Monday. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni with our next guest, Angelo Cataldi.
Nick Sirianni. Nick, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
All right, Nick. Now, I'm very aware you would like a piece of me here, so let me just start by saying, how do you think Jonathan Gannon coached on Saturday night?
You set me up for that, huh? You came right in with that as your first question?
I kind of lob one up there, Nick, to get this going. Go right ahead.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, hey, I know what I said on Saturday, and that's in good fun, too. I enjoy coming on this show and talking to you guys. But, hey, at the end of the day, too, I'm going to stick up for my brother. Like, I grew up in a tight Italian family. All I know is to stick up for my family members. And that's what I was doing there. And so I actually got some stats here. You ready? Can I roll some off?
Absolutely.
All right. First in sacks. This is an NFL ranking. First in pressure rate. First in yards per play. First in passing defense. First in yards per pass attempt. First in tackles for loss. First in opponent negative plays, second in total defense, third in games allowing 17 or fewer points, third in opponent passer rating, third in quarterback hits, fourth in takeaways, fourth in interceptions, seventh in explosive plays allowed, seventh in forced fumbles, eighth in defensive points allowed per game. So that, I just wanted to roll off those 16 important stats right there for you on Jonathan Gannon's defense.
Well, Nick, it sounds like you're really dying to see him get a head coaching job.
he does deserve it. I'll say that. I don't want him to go, but he does deserve it.
That is fantastic. Our next guest, an enemy of the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk to him about it. Angelo Cataldi next on The Score.
Nick Sirianni, I've been here to see a lot of coaches and managers, Nick, and I have never seen any who seem to take on the personality of our city the way you have. So I'm dying to know, have you become more like Philadelphians in the 2 years here, or were you always that way? Is this who you are?
I think the best thing that anyone's ever said to me is no man suddenly becomes different than his cherished thoughts and habits. And so I love this city. And maybe the reason I love the city is because I've always been like this city and I just didn't know it until I got here. Because I think that's just always been who I am. I love the city and I love the fans and the people in this city and the hardworking part of this city. I think that's just always who I've been. But, you know, when you integrate yourself into a city like this, you come a little bit more like it, too. So I'll say both and.
Well, that's a good answer, and you really are bonding with the people here. That often happens when you go to the Super Bowl in your second year.
Yeah, they may have something to do with it.
Thank you, Nick.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Angelo Cataldi, morning show, WIP in Philly, getting called out by Nick Sirianni after the Giants win, going on the show. He's coming with receipts. And he joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What a way to go out, Angelo. I mean, you're like a 1B, 1C story to the Eagles this week. That's not bad.
Yeah. That's kind of weird. When I set this up, Matt, it was before the season started and we all agreed, well, why don't I play out the season? Because football is like the lifeblood of Philadelphia. So I'll do it till the end. It might be a week or two into the new year. And here we are now halfway through February. We're still doing this. And it will end next week for sure for me, hopefully at the parade. That's the new plan. Championship parade, I sneak out the back door.
Oh, come on. How storybook would that be? Angelo Cataldi is the legend of WIP Morning Radio. And yeah, I was wondering if he was going to do Monday or Tuesday. You're like, he got to.
Of course.
So the parade. Yeah. Could you imagine anything better? Seriously, in the entire history of Philly sports, this is pretty storybook at this point for you.
And keep in mind, this is an added ingredient. In the 33 years I've done sports talk in Philadelphia, the man I have loathed, hated the most is Andy Reid. So either I'm going down in flames to the guy I have despised, or we prevail and I walk out and get a little bit of the glory shed on me, too, because we beat Andy Reid. That would be pretty awesome.
Do you hate Andy Reid because you guys were all just so collectively wrong about him?
No, I hate Andy Reid because he was a fake and a phony for 14 years. Matt, if you had a coach who for 14 years answered every question like a robot would, who provided no information of any kind, who had 14 shots at winning a championship and won zero, would you love this man?
I mean, five NFC championships, appearances, but Super
Danny,
Bowl appearances.
Danny,
I mean, he wasn't the problem.
Danny, what do we do for a living? What does Angelo do for a living? Yeah. He was a robot. That's your problem. Look, Nick Sirianni, as we're getting to know now more through your relationship with him and this story, is a very passionate, salt of the earth, chatty, like seemingly very, very relatable person. And you're saying Andy Reid, not so much.
No, I got to tell you right now, Matt, this Danny sounds a little bit like a loser to me. he doesn't, we don't, in Philadelphia, Matt, you grew up here.
Yeah.
We don't define near teams there that came in second or third. If you win the championship, we love you forever. If you don't, we rip you. Even if you got close, if the Eagles lose on Sunday, the city of Philadelphia is not going to be thrilled. The Phillies just got beat in the World Series. You think anybody's honoring them right now? You got to win it all in Philly.
So I guess they should trade Bryce Harper and they should trade Jalen Hurts and they should fire Nick Sirianni if they lose, right?
Well, if they lose the next year, yeah, I would.
Right, there we go.
I think this is good. One more intercity radio beef.
I got no beef.
No, I'm for Angelo. For Angelo. I'm saying, like, this is an opportunity,
I'll
Angelo.
Take loser. That's fine.
You and Danny can go at it here. Danny's looking at the 14-year depth and breadth of Andy's career, right?
Angelo, who's the better coach, Andy Reid or Nick Sirianni?
Well, ask me Monday. If Nick Sirianni wins the championship in his second year, why didn't you ask me who's the better coach, Andy Reid or Doug Peterson? Answer, Doug Peterson. We had a parade. It's real simple. We are not complicated people in Philadelphia,
right,
Danny.
No, that makes sense. No, I can tell. no, okay. That's right. Are you surprised at the success that Andy Reid has had in Kansas City?
Are you surprised Patrick Mahomes has basically been able to cover up all of his flaws? But 24 years of coaching and one championship? Not great.
All right.
You think that's great?
No, this is fascinating. Let me
all time in wins.
Uh-huh. Let me get in here, though. Let me get in here.
It doesn't matter. He didn't win in 24 years. He had one parade because Mahomes dragged him over the finish line. Pay attention.
been there three times in 5 years. I mean,
well, so here's the thing.
He won one so far. Big deal.
Oh, okay. God. All right. No, it's...
Well, but this is true.
It's an irrefutable argument.
No, this is true, though.
Ask Michael Jordan what it's like to finish second. What do you have, six rings? That's how you become a champion. you win 6 times.
Okay, so 6 is the number. Got it. I just want to know what the sliding scale is, because I mean, Andy Reid is a champion. He is.
Well, 1 in 24 years is not a sliding scale. To me, it's failure.
Failure.
All right? 23 losses out of 24 is failure.
Okay.
You know what's interesting about it, Angelo, is that Andy, as a game manager, even in these playoffs, a couple terrible challenges, one terrible non-challenge, like odd timeout usages, he's still that guy. You're convinced he's being carried by Patrick Mahomes at this point. The system is good, though. The offensive system is pretty good.
Let me break it down, all right?
Yeah, please.
2005 Super Bowl. Eagles are there, and they're playing the Patriots. They're down 10 with 10 minutes to play. They start a methodical drive that consumes more than 8 of the 10 minutes. At one point during a break in the action, this is in a book by Gary Myers, Bill Belichick goes to one of his assistant coaches and he asks them if the score on the scoreboard is correct, because the Eagles are not even in a hurry up. The Eagles are burning the entire clock and not allowing themselves enough time to get the ball back to try to win the game. That was in the 8th year that Andy Reid was here. Andy Reid never was able to manage a game, and I don't think he's able to do it any better right now. The difference is McNabb just followed what he was told, and Mahomes takes it on his own back and drags him to the finish line. There's your difference.
You know, it doesn't it speak to how difficult the game is and how difficult coaching is that you can be a beautiful play designer, a very smart play sequence caller? Because we had Matt Nagy here, was a freaking disaster at many things. But Andy Reid is really good at a bunch of things, but he still needs greatness in players to help him actually finish the job. That speaks to how difficult the game is.
And the thing is, with Sirianni, he's been extremely good at how he uses his timeouts, how he uses his challenges, and so was Doug Peterson. So once we got rid of Andy Reid, we started to see how coaches can think on the sideline and make the right decisions. Andy, in the 14 years he was in Philadelphia, didn't do that.
You guys wanted him, man. Re-legislating the past is not how I expected this to go. But what the whole argument was, he was bad at clock management and he didn't run the ball enough. And now the entire league is copying him and passing the ball over running. Like he was right in terms of how the game was going. That's where the league
won
is.
More than one championship, right?
If they would have given him better quarterbacks, right? Like Kevin Cobb's best season, Jeff Garcia's best season, Mike Vick's best season, Donovan McNabb's best season. All of those best seasons were with Andy Reid. Then Alex Smith's best season. Then the second he gets a great quarterback, he wins a couple of MVPs, has 5,000-yard seasons, goes to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game every year and wins one of them. So as soon as he got a great quarterback, he wins.
You lost this argument when I said that he won one championship in 24 seasons. Danny, if you're either going to define how great a coach is, you're in the city of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Phil Jackson, what the hell's wrong with you? You honestly think finishing second or third is good? You're out of your mind.
So you think there's one good coach in the NFL every year?
What?
You think there is one good coach in the NFL every year, right? There's one good one, whoever wins, and then everyone else is bad.
Greatness is to do what Phil Jackson did in your city, to do what Bill Belichick did. We define greatness in our city by somebody who truly is great. Second place is not great. And if you can't figure that out, maybe it's because you're in the second city and not in the first.
Now you've gone too far. Now, Cataldi.
I had to get there because this guy is a moron.
Wait a minute, but who says that Philly's the first city?
No, Philly's like the sixth.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Maybe the ninth city. And I grew up in Jersey, Angelo. I know.
What are you talking about?
Philly's like the eighth city. You know that. Come on.
We are close enough to New York, we consider ourselves somewhere.
Okay, yeah, you're a suburb of New York. You're a train station and stop outside
of
New York.
East Coast condescension dripping off the great Angelo Cataldi. Danny's exploding inside and a little bit outside. Angelo.
Well,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
You spent the first 2.5 years of Matt Nagy's run
trying to defend Andy Reid and or prop up Matt Nagy because the Andy Reid tree, like, it was a bit on our show.
Doug Peterson is the good version of off the Andy Reid tree. He's a sturdy branch. Matt Nagy was a twig.
Yeah, we had a really limp, horrible branch off the Andy Reid tree that we lived through in this town, Angelo.
That's true.
Yeah, we pruned that one.
Yeah, you sure did.
Good pruning.
Who do you think, I know you're going to say Monday who is good or not, but like, who do you think is going to win on Sunday?
Well, I know who I want to win.
Yes.
The thing I fear most is that the Eagles have, for all these wins, 16 this year, they really haven't faced a great quarterback. They really haven't. They've had guys who are in a great run, like O'Brien was in New York, but I'm nervous about this being a shootout like it was 5 years ago. Now, the Eagles came out ahead in that, but Doug Peterson pulled some plays out of his rear end that were amazing. I think it's going to be close, and I think, you know, I'd be lucky to get through it without suffering a stroke. I'd say the Eagles will win, but it'll be a couple of points if they do.
Hey, Angelo, right. Our concern is that Jalen Hurts has never really had to play a super tight game in the playoffs, and in the Alabama game when he wins the national title, Angelo, Tua comes in there, and he's the reason that Jalen Hurts has a national championship. So why do we guess that Jalen Hurts is going to show up strong on Sunday?
You know what it is? It's demeanor. He seems so grounded. He doesn't seem to be very emotional, win or lose. He seems like somebody that can handle it. And he's going to be playing behind the best offensive line in the NFL in years. Those guys are good. So he's going to have every opportunity. But you're right, he hasn't done it yet. So you do not know yet. He's really young in his career. He's only his third year in the NFL. Philadelphia's fallen in love with the guy, right? Because he just conducts himself as a totally committed, smart, talented player. And a lot of people have faith that he'll be able to do it. But I don't want the ball in Mahomes' hands at the end of the game with the Super Bowl on the line. That would scare the heck out of me. I'd rather see Hurts try to get him in field goal position in the final seconds. I think it's going to be that kind of game, though. Very, very close. Probably a lot of points.
Angelo, thanks for squeezing in time in your final weeks here. I wanted to get one more conversation. I've really enjoyed talking with you and getting to know you. And now maybe my favorite thing is you and Danny getting to know each other.
This has
you
been
know,
great.
It's really, well, no, it's Matt, meaningful. It's meaningful.
We go back a ways now, Matt. Do you have a hernia?
No, I don't.
Because you've been carrying this Danny for a while now.
It's true.
You better get it checked out. I think you might have gotten a hernia from carrying him so long.
I'm dragging him down, Angelo. I just worried about all the losers on the Eagles who haven't won a Super Bowl.
Oh, here you go again.
I'm just saying. I mean, Hurts has zero Super Bowls. Most of those offensive linemen only have one. I mean, bunch of losers.
Thank God I never had a co-host like you, Danny.
See you, Angelo. Congrats on retirement, man. Enjoy it.
See you later.
Thanks, all right. Angelo.
There he goes.
Oh, my
Angelo
God.
Angelo Cataldi. I know.
Hey, look. Here's the thing. He is leaning into life as a morning Takeosphere talk show host.
Yeah, I know.
Very hard right here at the end.
You don't think I recognize what's going on
here? I
don't
know. I think you were taking it pretty seriously.
Oh, I mean, the banter. He called me a loser. I was laughing at him. Yeah. That's great. It's great. Oh, man. It is funny how much they hated Andy Reid, and it has worked out okay for them, obviously, with getting to Super Bowls in with now two different coaches post Andy Reid.
We would have begged, would you sign up now for the 14-year run that Andy Reid had in Philly for Matt Eberflus?
Of course.
Right.
I mean, but it's obviously disappointing to not get a championship, but one team wins one of those every year. And so if the standard is you suck at your job if you don't win a ring,
hey man,
it's very, very tough to. He moved it. He only has one in 24 years. So now if you win one championship, you also can suck.
But the one, he doesn't even give him credit for the one because Pat Mahomes dragged him across the finish line.
Right.
Yeah. But and I tried to
Marino
make the point.
Sucks.
Yeah, I tried to make the point. You do need
Barkley sucks.
You need greatness. You know, it's like it's nuanced here. Belichick isn't great at everything. Seemed like he was.
Yeah.
Andy Reid is not great at everything, and you live with it. You know, but look, if you're not first, you're last. I know why it drives you crazy. He's going to an absurd extreme for the sake of arguing.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I find it amazing. I think it's a Philly media homerism thing. Chicago's a little different than in our media ecosystem than New York, Philly, and Boston. We just are. For better or worse, in some ways, like there's a provincial nature to like New York, maybe not New York, not as much. Like New York just likes to be is like hard on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just turned on Andy Reid. It's just a wild thing. It's a wild thing to think he was a bad coach for them.
Now they've whatever. They might win two Super Bowls without him.
Yeah. They might.
In the, 6 years? Or how long is it? How long has he been in KC?
This is year 10, right? Year 10. And so he did 14 in Philly, 10 in Kansas City.
Yeah.
No sign of slowing down. Literally top five all-time in wins. And Andy Reid. So, I don't know. What did you guys... Texter says that was still better than the Paul Kuharski interview.
Whoa.
Yeah, because you know that Angelo Cataldi has respect for you guys. He's just a master at his craft. Paul Kucharski is a hack in Nashville.
Yeah, okay.
That's the thing. Angelo was practicing his craft comfortably right there. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And as of right now, Danny can take it. We'll see how he feels after the show on the drive home. Yeah, but no, Paul Kucharski is a hack in Nashville. Cataldi's a legend.
Shane, I saw
the loser by Cataldi is a badge of honor.
Yeah, but at the time it was like, wait a minute, is condescending piece of crap coming? It might have been coming. It was there. It had found the lips, right? It just didn't quite come out.
I was debating like, how hard do I want to go here? But he's doing shtick.
Right.
I mean, the guy's 100 years old, so I got to be gentle with the old man. Like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't sure.
I saw all those wheels turning.
I was like, what should I do here? What lever do I pull in this insane argument? Like,
but Shane is right.
He said, I'll tell you who the better coach is on Monday.
I know.
That is so, like, you know how, that is such a great old school talk radio trick. You're literally never wrong.
Yeah.
I don't do predictions. I'll tell you, I win or lose. You win, you did a good job. You lose, you did a bad job. I'll tell you who did a good job on Monday. I mean, that is, I honestly should study him.
Because here's the thing.
It's old school, but it works.
It's old school, but he's a master at it. I love Shane pointing that out, and I don't know if all the listeners see that. And yes, is it performative? Yeah.
Yeah,
it is, but he got into your head, and he's going to hang out there for a while. But we're processing
it's just
it
the
now.
Fact that he doesn't mean it, and Paul Kucharski means it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I've developed an email friendship with Angelo Cataldi, and it's been lovely. Absolutely a lovely guy. I actually tried to get him to come at me with the Jalen Hurts thing at the end, and he wouldn't do it.
No, he likes you. He likes you.
I know. But I was told that, like, Jalen Hurts, that if you say that Jalen Hurts only has his title because Tua saved his ass, that's another trigger point for Angelo. So I tried to go there.
Yeah. Matt Spiegel is my favorite talk show host, sports talker from Chicago. You're the most powerful talk show voice in Chicago.
Yeah, see.
We should have seen that coming, huh?
Yeah, we
Danny Hayter since day one.
Oh, that's so good.
The most powerful. Talk to Agress, then. Get Cataldi on the phone with Jeff Agress.
Don't you remember last time he said, Matt, I don't know. This partner's going to drag you down, and we're going to need you back here. Remember that?
Yeah.
He said, we're going to need you back in Philly. So he's carved out his place.
Yeah, pro Spiegs, anti-me, a guy he's never met, who I've never been on his show. It's fine. It's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Texter says Twitch is taking it personally. Are people on Twitch upset?
Mm.
I didn't have the chat up during the conversation. It's okay. It's okay.
Our boy's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be
personal with you.
Yeah, it's gonna be just fine.
Yeah, I don't.
That's so great.
I don't have a hernia.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Thanks for your concern.
That's
Angelo.
Good. Oh man, what do you think about that idea though? That I wonder what percentage of Eagles fans do think that Andy Reid was nothing until moments like. Do they think? Because that would be an interesting like sports psychological analysis. Like, do they really feel like those Eagles teams underachieved?
Because they never won one. They never got there. How do Buffalo Bills fans feel about Marv Levy and the Jim Kelly Bills? They've aged into a place where they respect it and they're thankful for it, but they never quite got there.
But like, did the Eagles lose Super Bowls where they were heavily favored? You know what I mean? Like it's.
I remember feeling like they were the underdog every time they went. Psychologically, that's how it feels. Maybe just because I got convinced that they weren't going to finish the job because they started not. They did not.
Listen, it's been a while since I've. I got to dust off the full. You know, but like, yeah, losing to Brady, losing. What are some of those? The Carolina NFC some of the NFC Championship games.
Yeah,
they maybe were a favorite. They had a great defense. I know that was a big thing that they were carried by. But it would just be a wild place to see the teams that like see your quarterback and think, man, five NFC Championship right. game trips and a Super Bowl trip was underachieving when you didn't have a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Taking the argument to the extreme that Angelo did is distracting, and it makes it about you. Makes it about him, which becomes part of the genius of the shtick, right? But the truth is, as a texter points out, it did take Andy a long time to win, and he needed Pat Mahomes to do it. Belichick did not win much before Brady, you know? What Angelo missed was that Phil Jackson wasn't a big winner without Mike and Scotty and Shaq, or then Kobe and Phil and Kobe and Pau Gasol.
Right.
So
look at Belichick without Brady.
Yes. So Angelo's point about that is correct. He's just making it way too obscene and absurd.
Which is, again, good radio.
Right.
Yeah.
But the nuance of it, that you can be a brilliant play designer and a play caller. It's not like Matt Nagy, like a play collector. Andy's a brilliant designer and play caller and sequentially, you know, a savant and all of that. But he does struggle a little with clock management, and he still needed greatness to win. That's how hard it is to win.
Texters. Danny, just accept your beating. Yeah, all right. Now you're right. That's fine. Last night was history. Many of you said you didn't care about it, but then the reaction suggested that everyone cared about it. Curious now that we saw it happen, what resonated, what we'll remember from last night. Next on The Score. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.